Report, former CNN anchor Felicia Taylor arrested after alleged hit and run in Florida. By Ethan Letkman on August 6, 2022. A former CNN anchor was arrested after she was involved in an alleged hit and run car crash in Palm Beach, Florida, the New York Post reported. Felicia Taylor, 57, allegedly crashed her white Mercedes into the back of a black Ford that was stopped in traffic, according to the Palm Beach police. The 24-year-old driver of the Ford hit the steering wheel on impact and was attended to by EMTs, noting that he had head, jaw, neck, and back pain. The former anchor was not hurt. Taylor, who used to appear on CNN International's World Business Today from 2006 to 2014, was arrested on July 28. She was charged with careless driving and leaving the scene of an accident involving injury. The former CNN anchor was released on $3,000 bail and has pleaded not guilty. After driving off, Taylor was seen driving past the scene twice before being stopped by police, according to the police report obtained by the Post. She allegedly brushed off the accident, saying the other driver was all right and wanting proof of his injury. Taylor continued to state that she wanted to go back to her house, and the accident was not a big deal, the report stated. Authorities also quote her saying, "It's hard to be a good person." The police noted the 57-year-old woman said she was driving from the Colony Hotel but was silent after an officer informed her the hotel was closed. The report then noted that, prior to the crash, Taylor stated she was at a restaurant on Worth Avenue and then stated she was at a restaurant in the Royal Poinciana Plaza. "We were unable to locate a restaurant that recalls Taylor as a guest." Police confiscated her Mercedes and found a bottle of white wine that was allegedly three-quarters full in the vehicle, along with a thermos that was also three-quarters full of an alcoholic beverage. However, the report noted that it was behind the passenger seat and not within the driver's reach. A police officer who questioned Taylor also added he did not smell alcohol on her. This is not the first time the former CNN anchor has had vehicular legal troubles, as she was previously arrested in 2015 for drunk driving in the Hamptons, the Post added. Taylor was caught with a blood alcohol level 3 times over the limit after she sideswiped another vehicle. You can follow Ethan Letkman on Twitter at @EthanLetkman.